Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz, Max and Anissa with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the cleanup begins after severe storms cause havoc on the southeast 3 days in a row. Bureau of Meteorology senior forecaster Christy Johnson said conditions are now easing in southern Queensland, though a cloud band was still looming over the region. However, she stated the band is moving eastwards, so we'll see increasing sunshine as the cloud contracts away towards the coast and then eventually clears. So now the cleanup begins with places such as Warwick Gliding Clubs set for a massive cleanup today, with its structure believed to have lost its roof and landed on some surrounding buildings. Major insurer IAG says Australians should expect a rise in house insurance premiums due to increase in severity and frequency of storms recently. IAG's Chief Financial Officer William McDonnell told the business that climate change would play an increasing role in the rising premiums unless urgent action is undertaken. Unfortunately, it's not just the wet weather, but it's also becoming extreme on the other end of the weather spectrum, with bushfire weather risk escalating rapidly, faster than climate model predicted. All these factors are driving the costs, with IAG calling for urgent action to improve the resilience of buildings and infrastructure to reduce risk in the long run.
In national news, the Bureau of Meteorology has forecast up to 10 millimeters of rain to dampen punters' festivities for the annual Melbourne Cup. It adds to the 30 millimeters of rain that drenched the city on Monday, creating soggy conditions on and around the course. BOM meteorologist Stephanie Miles said that today, we are expecting hit and miss showers to affect the Melbourne area. It is supposed to reach a maximum of 16 degrees Celsius, with wind speeds expected to reach 40 kilometers per hour, with Ms. Miles acknowledging that it is not a great day to be outside. The Melbourne Cup is expected to go ahead with its full field of 24 despite the wet weather. Victorian rock climbers are openly defying voluntary bans on climbing routes near indigenous sites at Mount Arapiles, one of Australia's top climbing destinations. The area boasts a significant cultural heritage, including rock, art, and stone quarries that date back over 3,000 years. Parks Victoria and the Barangay Gadjin Land Council have requested visitors avoid 5 specific routes out of respect for the cultural landscape while a long-term management plan is developed, which may include permanent bans. However, these bans are voluntary and currently unenforceable. Many climbers oppose the bans, expressing strong attachment to the routes and the area, fearing the restrictions would diminish Mount Arapiles as a premier climbing spot. A consultation with over 1,000 participants found most climbers valued the activity highly and wanted the scope of restrictions reconsidered, citing their special bond with the land.
In international news, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck near the northern Afghan city of Mazar-i-Sharif, killing at least 20 people, injuring hundreds, and damaging the city's historic Blue Mosque. According to preliminary figures from the Afghanistan National Disaster Management Authority, 643 people have been injured, 25 of them serious, with numbers expected to continue to rise. The United Nations mission has said it is supporting ground rescue efforts, while India has also pledged its support. This disaster is just the latest challenge for Afghanistan's Taliban administration, who are still dealing with the fallout from an August quake that killed thousands. Afghanistan is particularly vulnerable to earthquakes as it lies on two active fault lines. For your weather today, Brisbane is clearing up before rain is expected later this evening. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29 and humid. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.